Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. KZN Kingdom Stars went on to retain their Telkom Netball League Division 2 title, beating the Tornadoes 43-33 in the final yesterday. It was Nozipho Ntshangase and Thulisile Maduna who played crucial roles on court for the Stars, disrupting the Tornadoes' rhythm to secure the 10-goal margin. Stars coach Nompumelelo Mthembu says the team are thrilled to have lifted the title 2 years in a row.
Overwhelmed. I'm so happy, and I'm so happy for the team because the team, we had one goal, is to win the finals, of which basically retainer e title A2 from last year. So we had to do it. We had to do it for KZN Yonke as we were playing in our home ground. The crowd was helping us a lot today. And yeah, we are very happy.
The Kingdom Stars will go on to face the Bobabs in a promotion relegation playoff this afternoon at the Durban ICC at 1 o'clock. And then in rugby, the Baby Bucks broke a 13-year drought by powering to a 23-15 win over the Junior All Blacks in the final of the World Rugby Under-20 Championship in Italy last night. The last time the junior side were crowned champions was in 2012, when a group with the likes of Andre Pollard, Peter Steph de Toy and Steven Kitsoff lifted the trophy. And then in the women's Euros, the semi-final lineup is now complete after Germany beat France on penalties to reach the last four. Now, former Chelsea goalkeeper Anne Katrin Berger produced an incredible save in extra time before stopping two spot kicks in the shootout. She says she was just doing a job.
I was not happy that we had to go to the penalty shootout because I would have loved to have the game in 90 minutes and done and dusted. But I think, I did my part of the game now.
Here's what the Women's Euros semi-finals will look like next week. Germany will take on world champion Spain in the last four, with England playing Italy in the other semi-final. And then in cricket to close, England have set up a series decider with India after an 8-wicket win in the second women's one-day international. Now, the hosts were set a revised target of 115 in a rain-affected contest at Lord's and clinched victory with 3 overs to spare. There's action to look out for this afternoon. The Proteas men's squad take on Zimbabwe in the T20 Tri-Nations series after a 21-run loss to New Zealand in their second match. First ball is at 1 o'clock. Right, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.